Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, y'all. And because it's Friday, we've got Terry Barr back with what's good local and overlooked in Wisconsin. Thanks so much for making time, Terry. What else you got for us?
Oh, Maggie, I love this story in particular because it came as a surprise. We have an international touring artist, Janet Planet. She's a jazz vocalist. She calls Oshkosh home. She just got back from the London Jazz Festival. She has been in every place you can think of sharing her music. But even more recently, she was in New York City recording a new project. Okay, so what's special about it? Well, what I learned from Janet Planet is the music was all written, every song written by a friend while this friend was fighting breast cancer. And the friend thought she could at some point get into the studio and record her own songs with Janet's help. Well, she ended up asking Janet if she would do it for her. So these songs are now ready to go. They're going to be shared for the very first time at the fairly new Oshkosh Jazz Festival, which is happening August 24th. These songs are hopeful, they're joyful, they're fun, and I just wrote a story about this, including the music, which just ended up in my hands not long ago, about a half an hour ago, and it's all on our website right now if you want to hear about it and take a look at Janet's story. It's at civicmedia.us. I just love the idea of someone stepping in to get that message out from a breast cancer survivor who said, I can't do this. I can't sing my own songs. They're too close.
That's amazing, Terry. Thanks so much for sharing that really touching story. Yeah. I bet everybody listening knows someone who has battled and hopefully survived breast cancer. When is the Oshkosh Jazz Festival kicking off?
It's only in its fourth year, and it's August 24th, all afternoon, outside on the main street in Oshkosh. Janet Planet will be there to sing these new songs for the first time.
Oh, awesome. Well, check out Janet Planet at Oshkosh Jazz Fest, its fourth annual year. Thanks so much, Terry. You have a beautiful weekend, my friend. We'll have Terry back Yeah, happy Friday, Terry. She'll be joining us restarting after the DNC every Friday for what's good, local, and overlooked across the state of Wisconsin, because we want to send you into the weekends on a high note. And I've got one last bit of a high note for each and every one of you out there. The Brewers doing well, split the series, the four-game series with the Dodgers. Coming back in the last innings of yesterday's game from a deficit to take one from the Dodgers. Really excited. I'm going tonight. Really excited to be at the game. But I was absolutely nostalgically delighted to read in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Brewers are bringing back the Brewers trading cards from the 80s. I love it. If you are a native Milwaukeean, and you grew up around this time, maybe you might even be close to my age, you'll remember that in the 80s and the 90s, cops used to roll around with Brewers baseball cards. On the front, you'd have the Brewers player and a couple of stats. And on the back, there was basically a safety tip. I loved these things. I would run up to squad cars, flag cops down. I think it's such a great way to encourage trust building, positive interactions between the community, especially kids and the Milwaukee Police Department. Really excited to see it. If you don't remember this, this is how popular they were. Each week, MPD officers, this is back in the 80s and 90s, who worked the daily patrols and were out in neighborhoods, would patrol with two different cards for the week. And they would give all those out, and then they'd reset with two new cards for another 15-week period. So it was by these 15-week periods, just two cards at a time. So you always had to be checking back in with the police officers to see if they had a new card, right? Because you didn't want to just collect the same cards. You wanted the entire set. The initial print of 40,000 cards was gone in a matter of weeks. The Brewers had to print another 30,000 to satisfy demand. It was such a big hit back in the 80s and 90s. In 1983, it was probably the most popular year. Municipalities throughout the state, not just MPD, started to also engage in this program, so expanded beyond Milwaukee. Wouldn't it be great to see it back across the state? In 1996, Packers cards became another giveaway. What fun. So cool to see that back. Brian, I know you grew up in Chicago, but if you're out and around in Milwaukee with your beautiful daughter these days, wouldn't it be cool to be able to get a little Brewers baseball card from your local friendly police officer? I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, but I got to tell you, my daughter has plenty of things that she has collected. There's so many things, Maggie. There's shelves, and then there's shelves, and there's pop-ups, and there's pops, and there's these dolls, and there's an entire... Hey, by the way, Rummage is happening beginning of September in Oak Creek.
Brian Kelly and the Kelly family rummaging. Don't tell his kids. He might be trying to clear out some of her collectibles. We all love to do that stuff when we are kids. I certainly had my own set of those Brewers trading cards that I got from MPD. And back in the day, they actually used to give away full sets of the cards for a particular year as a fan promotion, which was really cool. I loved these. I wonder if my 47-year-old self can roll up to a cop after they get these out on the street and ask for a couple of baseball cards, or would that be frowned upon? I don't know. Maybe if I ask really nicely, they might grace me with a couple of cards. That's going to do it for me, folks. I'm going to be live from the DNC all next week. I am so excited. And every day, I know I've got one special guest locked in. It's going to be today at the DNC with County Executive David Crowley. I'm going to be checking in with David every day. Don't miss any of the shows. We're going to blow the roof off that joint. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Happy weekend, everybody. In the sunshine.
It's our time.